Summing up, species. The oldest definition of species considers anatomical characteristics. This approach is called the phylogenetic species concept. Whereas, according to the biological species concept, a species is made up of very similar organisms that can interbreed to produce fertile offspring. Speciation and hybrids. Speciation can occur through adaptive divergence, or it may be sudden. Speciation due to adaptive divergence may be allopatric. The flow of genes between two populations is interrupted by a geographic barrier that separates them. Or peripatric. Two populations of the same species that occupied neighboring geographic areas. Speciation that occurs due to adaptive divergence is sympatric if it occurs following an alteration in behavior or in the method of selecting a partner. Sudden speciation is favored by polyploidy, an increase in the number of chromosomes compared to the normal diploid state. This phenomenon occurs in hybrid organisms, the product of parents or different species. Hybrids are usually sterile. Prezygotic and postzygotic isolation. A new species is conserved over time by isolation mechanisms that may be prezygotic or postzygotic, depending on whether they are related to processes preceding or following fertilization. Evolutionary models. Evolutionary processes which occur at the level of species are part of macroevolution. The main models of evolution are divergent evolution, a population becomes isolated from the rest of the species and starts to follow an evolutionary path towards genetic drift. Phyletic change, based on gradual change in the organism's evolutionary lineage. Cladogenesis, the subdivision of an evolutionary lineage into two or more distinct lines, a phenomenon which leads to adaptive radiation, a rapid diversification of a group of organisms descended from a common ancestor. This is favored by extinction. Evolution in leaps. According to the punctuated equilibrium theory, formulated by the scientists Eldredge and Gold, evolution probably does not progress in a linear way, gradualistic hypothesis, but in leaps, and that these sudden changes may occur in periods of environmental stress.